Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Telling you before the break came up that without our brother Lindsey Williams, we wouldn't know anything. Probably even today, folks, we wouldn't know how we're being scammed with this phony energy crisis in America. America would have been energy independent years ago, back pretty much in the early 70s. But praise the Lord for God putting Baptist minister Lindsey Williams on the pipeline as a chaplain back in 1971, so he can learn what those that want to control the world, and much of that control comes through the control of energy, we're planning to do. And that's why we know about it today. I just don't know. I can't think of another source of how we would have known what their secret plans were if it wasn't for our brother Lindsey Williams. So, without further ado, we're going to see if Lindsey's on the line with us, and he's got so many most important things to talk to you about today, folks. Please get your pencils and papers and stand ready, because you're going to have to take some action on these things, okay? We just have to. There's no other way around it. So with that said, let's see if our brother Lindsey Williams is with us. Brother Lindsey, are you here?
Thank you, Jack, for allowing me to be on your show today. You cannot imagine how much I appreciate it. And thank
you
for
those. Honor, brother. Our honor, believe me.
Thank you for all those kind words. You and I do go back a long ways together, probably 20 years, and I go back there 35 years that I've been trying to tell the American people what's happening. But you know, Jack, I have never in all of my 35 to 40 years of trying to wake up the American people, I have never seen a week in all of these years where as many things happened in one week as happened in the past 7 days. I am utterly appalled at how rapidly the progression of what the powers that be are doing. They have literally opened up the bag this past week and let out all of their methods of control. It is appalling what has happened just in the past week's time.
Well, I'll tell you, things are moving very rapidly, and our listeners at RBN know it, brother, but I know they're just going to be shocked to pieces about what you're about to tell them. So just take the microphone, so to speak, and give it to us, brother.
Well, just so that people who may be listening to your program for the first time, and by the way, I was so surprised the other day when you asked me to be on, and you said, they've changed me over to Sunday. And I said, well, wonderful, that's great. And, of course, many of us, some people worship on Saturday, some people worship on Sunday, that's great. And I said, Jack, how about your audience on Sunday? You said, oh, we've had a marvelous audience on Sunday. Now, you remarked a moment ago, Jack, that I've been a minister for over 40 years, and that's correct. I have, in fact, more like 50 years now that I'm getting up the age I am. And so many people now are turning to things like your broadcast this morning and house, home meetings and all the rest, and it is just amazing the listening audience that you're getting on a Sunday morning, because the whole idea of people have changed so much. So let me go back a little bit, if I may, since you probably have many people in your listening audience now that were not there last time I had the privilege of being on your show.
That's right.
Because of your changing times.
Yeah.
And let me just give them a brief background as to why I can say some of the things I'm going to say today, because I'm going to give some things so startling today that unless a person had some credibility for my background, they would really have difficulty in believing what I'm going to give in these next hour and 45 minutes' time. So, first of all, in 1970 is when it all began with me. I was a minister. In fact, I had been a missionary in the state of Alaska for about a year. I'd been a minister of the gospel for probably 15 years prior to that. And I went to Alaska as a missionary and heard that they were going to build the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline. And they also said that 25,000 pipeliners were going to converge on the state of Alaska to build that 800-mile, 4-foot diameter, largest pipe ever constructed on the face of the earth for the carrying of crude oil from Prudhoe Bay, the huge new oil find on the Arctic Ocean. And they said that 25,000 of the roughest, cussingest, honorest, drinkingest folks on the face of the earth who are going to converge on the state of Alaska.
I was going to say, brother, when you said that before, I've been in the military and in law enforcement, and I wonder if they're the worst of the worst. When I've been with soldiers and police officers, they're pretty rough characters, too, most of them. Go right ahead, brother.
now, be honest with me, Jack. If you were a missionary and you believed in winning people to Jesus Christ, and all of a sudden you heard that you were going to have a built-in congregation of 25,000 of that type of
people,
what would be the first thing that would come to your mind?
Yeah,
well, that's exactly what came to my mind. The first thing came to my mind was, they need to be born again. They need Jesus. And
so
I went to Alaska Pipeline Service Company, and I said, don't you need a chaplain on the Trans-Alaska Oil Pipeline? They laughed at me. They said, we never had a chaplain on any pipeline in the world. We wouldn't know what to do with you. And, well, I kept going back and back and back. I guess persistence paid off. And finally they said, okay, we'll give you the northern 7 work camps from Prudhoe Bay down to Galbraith Lake in the Brooks Mountains. And they said, just go up and see what you can do. At the time, I had not the slightest idea what I was getting into, because I was actually the chaplain at the big oil field itself, and so I did. And about 6 months later, Mr. R.H. King, personnel relations man with Alyeska, came to me and he said, "Chaplain, we never realized how much value you are to us." He said, "You're saving us thousands of dollars of counseling fees we aren't having to pay because your religious denomination pays you." And he said, "You're helping the atmosphere in the work camps." He said, "We have just voted." Now, this is 9 major oil companies.
Yeah.
And he said, "We just voted to give you executive status." And I said, "Well, what does that mean? I've never been an executive on anybody's board but the Lord's." And he said, "Well, that means you can go any place you'd like, see anything you'd like to see." He said, "We give you your own vehicle." And he said, "We would like to invite you to sit in on our board meetings in an advisory capacity in order to help the relationship between management and labor." You know, Jack, I had not the slightest idea of what I was getting into, because for 3 years' time, I sat in the board meetings with the people that you and I hear about in the World Bank and the IMF,
yeah,
top oil company officials of the world that are making more money than any other human being on the face of this earth. And it had to have been by the providence of God, because there just is no possible way that a little insignificant, unknown missionary flying airplanes out in the bush of Alaska and winning souls and building churches could have ever possibly done what happened, and sitting in the board meetings with the power elite, the most wealthy controllers of the world. You know, Jack, if someone had asked me in 1970, "Lindsey Williams, do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world?" I would have looked at them and laughed and said, "Who are you, a John Bircher?" If someone had asked me in 1980, after I wrote my book, The Energy Non-Christ, and lived my experience, "Do you believe there's a group of people on the face of the earth who tell the president what to do, dictate to Congress what bills to pass, tell the Arabs what they're going to give them for a barrel of oil on any given day, and control every currency of the world and run governments of the world?" I would have said, not only do I believe it, I sat and listened to them talk about it for 3 years and lived with them in the same rooms. It wasn't unusual for me to sit down and have breakfast with the International Secretary Treasurer of Exxon. Possibly that afternoon, rub shoulders with some Arab sheikh that had come to the pipeline to see what was going on, and maybe be with some congressman that had come up there to see what was happening. And, Jack, it changed my life. I will never be the same human being again. I like to declare to those in the listening audience today, there positively is a group of people on the face of the earth who control the world. I often remark that I would have difficulty believing my own story if I had not lived it.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. These people exist. They are there. I heard them talk about a 30-year plan that they had for the world. They never do anything by chance. Everything they do is by design. They know years in advance what that plan is going to be. They have an agenda. Someone asked me the other day, "Why don't you have a glossary in your book? You know, that's the part in the back of the book where it tells you
right.
all the information from."
Uh-huh.
And I said, "The reason I don't is because I never read anybody else's book to get my material. I lived my story."
Uh-huh.
And all of my books are different because I lived it. I was literally there. I sat in that board meeting. The power elite does exist. Now, in the past week's time, they have done some things in this country that are so appalling to me, I can hardly believe what I have seen and heard. I've gotten some communiques that so startled me until I did something this past week. And I'm going, you know, you can't doubt the Wall Street Journal. The Wall Street Journal is their publication. The Wall Street Journal
That's
is
right.
the most respected business newspaper on the face of this earth. Now, if you don't believe Lindsey Williams, go and get the Wall Street Journal for Wednesday, March the 14th, 2007. And the reason I'm giving this is because I need a springboard in order to jump into some of the material that I'm going to give today that is so shattering that you will must have pencil and paper over the next hour and 30 minutes in order to write some of this down. But I've got to begin with a point of credibility, so I'm going to start with the Wall Street Journal when we come back.
Okay, very good, brother. Yes, folks, get your pencils and papers now. you're going to be startled, and it's going to shake you up, but you need to have a pencil and paper. So we'll be right back after these important messages.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Okay, folks, we're coming back quick on these commercial breaks here after the commercial breaks because Lindsay has so much important information for all Americans that we need to give him all the time we can. Brother Lindsay, go ahead and continue.
Jack, the power elite of the world have been planning for the collapse of the dollar for many years. They knew they had to bring about certain things in order to do it. For instance, using nominal gross domestic product. Over 100 years, the U.S. dollar is worth less than 1 cent today compared to what it was 100 years ago. Now, we are at the verge of the collapse of the American dollar. They must bring in the Amero. It is a reality. It's not something that's a figment of the imagination or some fairy tale. All you have to do is listen to Lou Dobbs. He's done two programs on CNN on it. I don't know how he's kept his job and done it.
I don't know how he has either, brother.
But
let me ask you something, Lindsay.
Yes.
I need to have your voice turned up for me. I'm having a hard time hearing you, so let me talk to my producer there, if he's listening in, and ask him to turn your your voice up a little bit for me, because I'm having a hard time hearing you for some reason.
Okay. So I presume they'll take care of that in the studio.
Yes. Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay.
Good.
Now, you're a little bit louder now. Thank you.
Okay.
Right ahead, brother.
So they had been preparing for the collapse of the American dollar for a long time. I knew it back 35 years ago when I sat in their board meetings. I knew what they had in store for the world. They talked about it openly. This is no secret whatsoever. The introduction of the Amero, the joining of the North American Union, all of these things have been being planned for years. And mark my words, the American dollar must be collapsed. It must, that we must have a day when the dollar becomes so worthless that people will beg for a new currency. And then at that point, they'll bring in the Amero. And, of course, the North American Union will be a reality. But let me begin just this past week with the Wall Street Journal, some of the most startling. You know, there was the first thing I ever learned when I sat on the board meetings with the most powerful, controlling, elite people of the world for 3 years' time. The first thing I learned was to listen to their buzzwords. They tell everything they're going to do. The only thing is they tell it in such a way that the average person is not able to understand what they're saying. But they do tell it. And that's exactly what they did in the Wall Street Journal this past week. It is so full of buzzwords as to what their intentions are. Now, this is just one day of Wall Street Journal, March the 14th, 2007. Anybody can go and get it and verify what I'm saying. And I'm going to pick out some of the buzzwords for you so that you'll be able to understand, because I understood them immediately. Now, on the very front page, it says subprime fears spread, sending Dow down 1.97%. And you remember what happened whenever the mortgage companies that had been lending subprime mortgages, all of a sudden they said, we're not going to give anymore. We're stopping. The first one was New Century Financial. They came out and said, we're closing the door. We're not issuing another mortgage. We're near bankruptcy. Then came along Novastar Financial in the same week, then ECC Capital, and then Bear Stearns, and then Redwood Trust. And all these are listed, by the way, on page B7 of the Wall Street Journal. Now, a number of us at that point said, you know, something drastic is in store for them to be able to tell this on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. We are actually going to watch and see what happens in the next few days. And only yesterday, Jack, I couldn't believe it, I received a communique with a list of all of the subprime lenders across America who have either declared bankruptcy. And this is a domino effect. I mean, it's happening so quickly until it is literally appalling to some of us who are watching this from the inside and knew that it would take place. And the subprime lenders, since the first of this year, you see, they've just begun to tell us about it. Since the first of this year, the subprime lenders have either declared bankruptcy, stopped subprime loans, will not issue anymore, or are under investigation by the United States government. By the way, all of this is a part of their plans. And there are 41 of them. Oh, my goodness. They're actually listed in this, I think it's a 14-page communique that I got on yesterday. And they're listing all these lenders. What does this mean? Now, mind you, here's the Federal Reserve up here at the top. The Federal Reserve loans to and makes available money to Fannie Mae's. Fannie Mae's, in turn, makes money available to people such as were listed in the Wall Street Journal this week, the New Century Financial and Novastar, and all of these that have been lending loans where a person doesn't even have to have a down payment. You get 100% of the value of the house. Just move in. And they've been doing this for years. I think 40% of all the loans out there today are this kind. Now, all of a sudden, the chickens have come home to roost, and people's mortgages have gone up because there was a time point there at which the mortgage goes up on these things. And now people are just turning in their keys. I mean, it's unbelievable what's happening. Right here in Phoenix, Arizona alone, there was an article in one of the, well, we'll get back to it in a moment, Jack. This is getting so startling. Folks, have your pencil and paper.
Pencils and papers, folks. Come armed to this radio program with pencil and paper. Okay, we'll be right back with Lindsey Williams, folks. We've got to take action on these things, folks, to protect our families and our nation. So we'll be right back with more on the wonderful Republic Broadcasting Network. Be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team in their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
Jack McLam program with Lindsey Williams, and once again our brother is telling us what we need to do to survive the days ahead, folks. So pencil and paper in hand, let's go back to our brother Lindsey. Go ahead, brother.
Well, Jack, the elitists of the world who know exactly what they're doing, who have an agenda and are following it closely, right to the letter, have done some things this past week that are startling even to me. And I follow it so closely. For instance, these subprime lenders that have said, now, we're not going to loan it anymore. So as a result, the housing market is drying up so rapidly, it's almost unbelievable. You see, they must collapse the American dollar in order to be able to bring in the Amero. And all of this is for real. I mean, even Lou Dobbs told it on CNN News and said the Amero is a reality. The North American Union, they're trying to combine the United States, Mexico, and Canada into one nation, contrary to the Constitution of the United States of America.
Right.
They have formed a shadow government, and they are intentionally bypassing our Constitution, using corporations to set up their little Ponzi game. It's unbelievable what they're getting by with right now. And even Lou Dobbs talked about it on CNN News on two programs he's done. But now it comes down home to the average person on the streets for the first time. It's not just nations doing it. Now they're saying, we're closing off the windows for you to be able to own your own home. Subprime mortgages now are almost a thing of the past. And on Friday of this week, now, Jack, this is new since I talked to you just the other day. Friday of this week, a real estate periodical said that there are 2,731 houses in Phoenix, Arizona, worth $1 million or more that people have turned in the keys, walked into the bank and said, we can't make the mortgages. We're giving up. They're on the market, and they can't sell them. I mean, I'm not talking about $200,000 homes. I'm talking about $1 million or more homes as of Friday of this week. So what is happening in America? People can't find jobs anymore. The dollar is so worthless that there's no way that they can make their payments. These subprime mortgages now are coming due, and the payments are nearly doubling on some houses. As a result, I mean, we are in the midst of one of the final stages of collapsing the American dollar so that they can bring in the Amero. And every bit of this is planned by the power elite. Listen, the United States has lost 7 million textile jobs. They've moved them abroad to China, India, Mexico. We've lost 3 million manufacturing jobs to free trade and outsourcing. And every bit of this is a part of the plan of the elite. They wanted to move industry out of America. They intentionally have taken our corporations and moved them to other countries. Now, this brings me to the Wall Street Journal again for this week. Now, this is not just talking off the top of my head. You will see this in the Wall Street Journal Wednesday of this past week. Here it is. Beijing clears Intel chip plant. Intel, one of the largest makers of chips for computers, is moving to where? You think they're building a plant in America? Not on your life.
No
where
way.
They move, where they're building a plant? They're building a plant in China. And China's letting them go over there and build this huge plant. Okay, same day, Wall Street Journal, March the 14th. I mean, it was unbelievable that there were so many buzzwords in one week's newspaper. And this one right here is on page A8, Halliburton hopes. And Halliburton, where is it moving? Halliburton is our largest defense contractor, the biggest one. Uh-huh. Our vice president used to be CEO of Halliburton, and he's given all of these contracts in Iraq and Afghanistan to Halliburton.
Yeah.
Where's Halliburton moving? I mean, Halliburton, that is our largest defense contractor. Do you think they care about America? No.
No
Halliburton,
way.
The leaders of Halliburton are a part of the power elite. And where are they moving Halliburton? You think they're building a corporate headquarters in America? Not on your life. They're building a corporate headquarters in Dubai. That's right. Halliburton is moving the president of their company and their corporate headquarters to Dubai. Do you think they care about America and Americans having jobs and us being able to survive over here? Not on your life. Now, this was in the Wall Street Journal. So where are Americans going to get jobs? When we've moved all of this industry abroad, where are the American people even going to be able to find a job to be able to work on? How are they possibly going to pay their mortgage payments? What can they possibly do? Okay, let's go. I'm ready for another one. In the same Wall Street Journal, this was Wednesday the 14th. I still am shattered that it's here. And this one, by the way, is on page C1. And they've got a picture of all of these companies. Here they are. And here's what it says. Out of space, retailers trim growth plans. I'm going to list them for you. Here they are. Sears, Home Depot, AutoZone, at the top, Walmart, Target. And they go on to list the retailers in America who are closing stores. And they tell it in the Wall Street Journal, all of this in one day. Now, who's going to take up these jobs? Where are the people going to make money? that are going to be laid off because these
schools. Do you remember, Brother Lindsay, 4 years ago, it got out that they said, the White House said they had created something like 10,000 new manufacturing jobs. When we checked into it, it was manufacturing hamburgers and hot dogs in your little cafes. You know, if you're in there flipping hamburgers and hot dogs, you're in manufacturing today.
Yes. But listen to this one. I hope you have pencil and paper, all of you out there in the listening audience. American corporations spent $59.2 billion in China in the past 12 months. No, not over the past 12 years, and not in the United States of America. They don't care about America, but you see, Jack, the thing is, this is a part of the process of collapsing the American dollar.
That's
so they
right.
can bring in the Amero, bring total control, enact the Patriot Act, and bring about a collapse of the entire United States of America and amalgamate it with Mexico and Canada. And Lou Dobbs told it over CNN News. American corporations in the past 12 months spent $59.2 billion in China. The only thing that we can create in the United States of America anymore is debt. We don't have anything but paper left. 152,000 companies have left the United States of America. Now, I hope you're writing these figures down, folks. This is getting to the point. It is affecting your dinner table. You are going to see a collapse of the American dollar.
Yeah.
I said this nearly a year ago, and people thought, you wacko kook, what are you talking about? Now they're sitting up and taking notice and listening to it from the Wall Street Journal.
Right.
152,000 companies have left the United States of America. 1 million manufacturing jobs have been lost in the United States since President Bush took office. Every bit of this is a part of their agenda.
That's their
and you
plan.
See, I warned people 30 years ago. I said, folks, please listen to me. They have a plan, and they're doing something. And now, Jack, here, 30 years later, you allow me to appear on your radio show. There are probably a few million people listening to us out there today, and I'm reading it to you from the Wall Street Journal. Go ahead, Jack.
Uh-huh. That's right.
So here are all these companies that they list in this week's Wall Street Journal that because people aren't buying in America anymore. Well, why do you think they are going to buy anymore? The only place you find a job is a greeter at Walmart or maybe down there at Taco Bell or someplace if you want
right.
to go to McDonald's and get a job for $5 an hour or $6
an hour. That's right.
If you're fortunate, $7 an hour. So Americans can't buy anything anymore. The dollar is collapsing. They can't pay their loans on their houses. These companies are having to close businesses. I'll list them again. Sears, Home Depot, AutoZone. They list them in the Wall Street Journal. Walmart, Target. Where's Walmart moving? Walmart's moving to China.
Uh-huh.
They're building more businesses in Mexico than they're building in the United States of America now. And they're actually going to start closing stores because there's not enough business around the United States for them to be able to survive.
People can't afford to buy things. Wait till that gasoline gets up to their target of $5, $6, $7, $8 a gallon. And see how much the people making $6, $5, $6 an hour can afford in Target and these other companies.
Well, Jack, let me try to put it this way if I can. If you, the person out there in our listening audience today, if you had lived in 1928, the year prior to the Great Depression of 1929, and you had known that the Depression was going to take place, would you have done anything about it?
Yeah, absolutely, yes.
Now, if you had lived in Europe before World War I and World War II, and you had known that those wars were going to take place, would you have done anything any different?
Oh, yes, I sure would have. Yeah.
Now, if you had worked in the Twin Towers before 9/11, and you had known that those towers were going to collapse on 9/11, would you have gone to work that morning?
As some of the people did, they didn't go to work that day. Yeah.
And if you had lived in New Orleans, Louisiana, before Katrina, and you had known that Katrina was going to take place, would you have stayed right there by the ocean in New Orleans, Louisiana?
No way. No.
Now, I'm going to go one that will really shock you. because I think it's time to not just beat around the bush anymore. You know, I've told my stories about the North Slope all these years and tried my best to tell people I sat in the board meetings with these power elite and listened to what they had to say and that they're following their agenda totally. So I'm really going to use this one for startling, and I hope it'll really shake you this morning, because we've got a lot of Christians out there listening to your broadcast. If you had lived before Jesus Christ was born and you had known that he was going to be born in Bethlehem of Judea in that manger that night, would you have joined the angels to watch that birth?
Absolutely, brother. No question about it.
Now, Jack is telling you on his broadcast week after week, and he is allowing me the privilege today to appear on his broadcast and tell you that 35 years ago, I sat in the boards with the power elite of the world for 3 years and listen to their agenda. I have been crying it all across America. Jack knows it. He's been in meetings where I've had the opportunity of speaking, and he has spoken, and I have shouted it all over America. And Jack, now in the year of 2007, I am seeing come to pass what I begged people to listen to 35 years ago, and saying, folks, now you... it's too late. All you can do at this point is prepare your house.
Hunker down, man. Hunker down. That's right. Yeah.
Now, David Walker, you say, oh, Lindsey Williams, you're an alarmist. Okay. If I am, listen to David Walker. You know who David Walker is? He's a comptroller general of the United States government. I mean, you can't get a man of any more knowledge than this. You know what he did 1 week ago today? He appeared on 60 Minutes. I'm going to tell you what he said. I've got it in front of me. You think I'm an alarmist? David Walker said it on 60 Minutes. You see, Jack, they are so bold with it now. They know they've got it made. They know they're going to do it. They know exactly the fact that the American dollar is going to collapse, that our economy is going to become a third world economy, that the middle class is going to be done away with, that they're going to bring in the North American Union. They are so convinced of this that even David Walker, the Comptroller General of the United States Government Accountability Office, he said on 60 Minutes last week, the government's entitlement spending is like a runaway freight train. Now, these are his exact words, headed straight to the American taxpayers. He signaled out the Medicare prescription drug bill passed by Congress the end of 2003, the probability of most financial irresponsible piece of legislation in the 1960s. What is coming to Social Security and Medicare? The federal government simply won't be able to keep its promises. Jack, these are buzzwords. He is telling the American people over 60 minutes to hunker down and get ready, because Social Security and all of these Medicare and these other bills is going to collapse with the collapse of the American dollar. This is reality every American should get used to, he said. These are his exact words on 60 Minutes last week. Our entitlement system can't be reformed. He said it's too late. Let me read that again. Our entitlement system cannot be reformed. It's too late. Now, Jack, I'm saying to everybody out there in your listening audience today, it's too late. I mean, it's going to happen. They have it ready. And barring an act of God, there is no way in this world that this thing is going to be stopped. At this point, you had better prepare your household and set in order your dinner table, because the food on your table is going to be affected. The American dollar, let me say, as I said when I began the program this morning, using normal GDP over 100 years, the U.S. dollar is worth less today than 1 cent compared to what it was 100 years ago.
That's right.
They are getting ready for a collapse of the American dollar. Jack, we're living in times like this world has never seen before, and America is living on the verge of one of the most catastrophic eras, all designed by the New World Order power elite. And I sat in their board meetings 35 years ago and listened to them talk about some of it.
And, brother, that's a buzzword for the Antichrist world government system that's talked about in the Holy Scriptures. That's right. That's what we're talking about here, folks. The devil and his minions have control of this earth. And they believe, Lindsey, busy. They can do this anytime they want to, but I keep telling people to pray to God that God gives us more time to awaken his people, and so they can't do it when they want to because God's in control. But we have thrown God out of this nation, brother, to the point where God is mad at America and has taken his hand of protection off America. So it could very well happen in the time schedule of these international criminal elite that are part of the world government antichrist system. So you're right. You're right on target, folks. And Lindsay is telling you the truth. We've been watching it all of these months, and it's coming very swiftly now. Go right ahead, Brother Lindsay.
Well, Jack, there is something that can be done about it. For the average person in the listening audience today, right now, there is something you can do. And I want to suggest, I know we have another hour to go, and I've got so much to give until you're going to be appalled. By the way, I have just touched the tip of the iceberg. But I need to, right now, before I go any further, so you don't drop off the air when we come around to the commercial break,
right.
I need to let you know there is something you can do about it. You can prepare right now. I know it's the last minute. But there are some things that you need to do. Number one, I think you need to set your spiritual house in order. And
right.
We're going to go to some of these cures as soon as we come back.
Okay, brother. Fantastic. Okay, folks, there is something we can do about it. We'll be back. And then next hour, watch out. We're going to have so much more information that you need to prepare for the days ahead. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after these messages.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Are you concerned about the high price of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page so you can get an idea of your discount price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, and all prescriptions are covered. And 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
crazy, and we're going to change some things in this nation. It's happening already across this land. More people's waking up than ever before because of the crises that are coming. I want to remind you, we've talked about this before, in 1952, a very powerful one-world government group called the World Association of Parliamentarians for World Government announced in London, 1952, and I quote, "In the future, America will be a service nation. America will serve other nations, no longer manufacturing or producing anything, but would fix the wares of other nations that other nations would create and build." And folks, where are we today? Our industry and manufacturers moving out. What I'm telling you is, Lindsay is absolutely 100% right. It's all been planned for decades and decades what they're going to do to us. Let's go right back to our brother Lindsay. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Well, Jack, other nations are beginning to get the message. This is what is so appalling. Other nations realize that our $9 trillion national debt, that our $700 trillion in derivatives. Now, folks, please jot these figures down.
Good grief.
$9 trillion national debt. Now, let's go to something that is far worse than this that nobody, practically nobody, ever talks about. We have $700 trillion in derivatives floating around out there. Now, derivatives are paper that have no backing. They all stand on each other. It's just worthless paper. It's debt, from credit card debt, corporate debt, every kind of debt imaginable, Federal Reserve debt. We have $700 trillion in derivatives floating around out there. There's nothing in the world but paper. We have $9 trillion national debt. Other countries are beginning to get the message that all of this is true and that the American dollar is on the verge of collapse. And as a result, they're opting out. I mean, they literally are bailing out as fast as they can possibly bail out. Listen to it. And one
very
of the dates,
wisely. Very you know, wisely, yes.
And one of the they know it's collapsing. One of the dates is 3 days from now, and practically nobody knows about it. 3 days from now, March the 21st, 2007. Now, it's not going to hit overnight, but eventually, just like the outsourcing of America, moving our industry and our companies to China and India and so on. I called into the airlines the other day to confirm an airline reservation. I noticed kind of an accent on the other end of the line. I said, by the way, what part of the world am I talking to? They said the Bahamas.
Yeah.
I mean, the airlines want to make their money in America off of the Americans while they've still got it. Not going to last too long. But they take the jobs everywhere else. Well, where are the Americans going to get a job? 2-3 days from now, please put this one down, March the 21st, 2007, the third largest oil field in the world is Iran. And Iran has said, as of March the 21st, I'm outlawing the American dollar for use in Iran. We'll not use it anymore for the trade and sale of oil. Anybody caught having an American dollar in Iran as of March the 21st, 2007, can be put in jail. They said, we don't want any more of your worthless paper. We don't trust it. Your $9 trillion national debt, you're going to fall, and we're not going to have anything to do with it. On the heels of Iran, North Korea said the same thing. North Korea has outlawed the use of the American dollar
anywhere in their country. Yeah, you know, and this is not evil. It is intelligence. Can you imagine if you and I had billions of dollars, trillions of dollars, invested in a company that was this much in debt and going bankrupt in just months? We would do the same thing, would we not, Lindsay?
So, Jack, don't turn that dial. You've got to listen to the rest of this.
Okay, brother. Believe me, I'm just startled here. I'm not turning the dial. We'll be right back with more of Lindsay Williams, folks. Stay tuned.